All right, my friends, I wanted to share a little bit of what's coming down, these amazing opportunities of June, astrologically speaking, and you are welcome to share this with anybody that you think might benefit from knowing some of the really sweet and cool alignments that are happening this month. June 9th, Venus and Jupiter connect together. And these are two really great planets. Venus is about prosperity, Jupiter is about expansion, and they connect in the sign of Cancer, which is emotion. And so this is a real deep personal sensing, like going inward to sense the aligned path. This is my path. This is my vision. This is what I want. And not on a linear trajectory. It's more like the freedom to really be who you are, to deeply love and feel connected. And have that energy, that desire, that dream, that fulfillment, the longing for fulfillment just resonate beautifully, ripple out through your body, through your experience into the air around you. It's daydreaming, it's watching clouds shift, it's the shadow of light through as the sun shines through the trees, these sort of things, this the peacefulness and the beauty and the expansion and depth of being alive at this time. Now, because there's so much sensitivity and expansion, it can also bring up feelings of release, grieving, but not to reopen the wound. It's more to just appreciate the depth of love that we've connected with in the past in order to be free now to grow again, to stretch again, to love again. So it's a very tender, beautiful energy. Prosperity, prosperity, prosperity. And then that's June 9th. Then, as we move forward in the week to Sunday the 14th or 15th, if you're depending on time zones, Monday 15th is the new moon in Gemini. And this is really interesting. It's more air sign cerebral. So it's, I feel like it's entering a void, a zero point of sorts where we're really not seeing it, you know, it's like the joy of not knowing, you know, a blank slate in our mind. It's not necessarily the zero point of creation, but it has this abyss sense of not knowing what the path, what decision, what am I doing? Now, for me, sometimes that brings up sense of anxiety and stress because I like my mind likes to rest on ideas. But if we're able to move past that feeling of uncertainty or rushing past the unknown and really settle into the unlimited possibility. It's a very, very deep cerebral point to receive catharsis, downloads, information. There's two planets, Sun and Moon together make a new moon, but there's also Uranus that just entered Gemini. So they're culminating today, or sorry, on the day of the new moon on the 14th. To really accentuate this, the possibility of I'm ready to allow the new thoughts and fresh perspectives to come forward into my consciousness, and that we'll have a long time, like years and years, to really understand and experiment and explore what this might be. So a no-brainer, I'd be like, it's a new moon, no-brainer. And you can work with that however feels good. Now, the next big one is Friday, June 19th. Chiron, wounded healer, switches out of Aries that it's been going through for seven and a bit years, which is all about reclaiming identity, self-expression, individuality, and switches signs into Taurus, which is embodying the new identity. So, a lot of depth, whether it's you know, quite visible yet on the somatic, or just feeling the new roots starting to grow, the things that we've been allowing and praying and activating in our sense of, I want this, I'm worthy, now is in the realm of manifestation. And this is a slow moving energy. It's 8 years. This is Chiron moving through Taurus. So anything, any old residues that are looking for healing and release around value. I am worthy. I value myself. How do I value my time, exchanges with others, those sort of things. Money, health are all coming up to be nourished. And what else do I want to say about that? It's just an awareness that a deep energy is shifting. There's not really anything to do or think or receive specifically on this day. It's just less about I want, I am, I feel, and more into let's put the roots down. Let's like, what am I growing? How do I want to harvest and embody this new vision, this new reality? A couple days later is the summer solstice. It's really beautiful as the sun moves into Cancer, and it's the high point for emotional receptivity of the year. So again, tender, emotional feeling, going slowly, being gentle, energies coming in, energies coming out. Super, super creative and playful. Delicious inner child, big child, future child, all children. It's just like a really lovely way to be gentle with ourselves and others. The kindness of life. Let's receive it. How much can we have? How much can we create? And then Sunday, June 28th, Mars moves into Gemini. Boom, our mind is like, okay, what am I thinking? What am I doing? What do I know? What's going on? Blah, 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 blah. So it's a busy brain energy, and that will carry us through into July. And then, quite interestingly, we have a full moon on almost the last day of June, the 29th of June, full moon Capricorn. It is the structure, it is the spine, it is the architecture, the foundation. So all this kind of thoughtful, reflective, head and heart energy of June now culminates in what is tangible? What am I committing to? What am I agreeing, signing, paying for in the sense of like purchasing? I'm purchasing a house, and this house will hold me for the future distance. I'm committing to a relationship, and now I'm in a commitment, in a agreement that will carry me forward. It's the structure. So there's a full moon in the structure of who we are and what we're actively participating with for longevity and legacy. It's a beautiful, powerful, aligned energy. These are, we talk about planting seeds. This full moon, in the end of June is watching the fresh shoots come up. So we'll get some validation and confirmation of what has been planted. And oh, as always, we feel into that. A full moon is emotional. What do I want to edit? What do I like? How do I want to nurture this? Do I need less fertilizer? Do I need more fertilizer? So it'll be, it's a dynamic month, and all there's not a lot of fire, which is interesting. Fire is transformation. This is more like head, heart, and manifestation. So happy June. Enjoy your June. And yeah, I hope this message finds you deliciously in love with life.